As leaders from around the world meet in Scotland, the United States' plan to tackle climate change is coming into focus. The Build Back Better Act in Congress would invest about $550 billion to cut the country's carbon emissions. The United Nations Climate Change Conference, or COP26, is taking place in Glasgow through Friday. In Michigan, Austin Marsman is a 22-year-old school board member in Martin who's running for Allegan County Commissioner. He says as a young person, he sees tackling climate change as the top priority.
That creates jobs, that creates a sustainable place for future generations. I see it as something the federal government needs to step up to the base on. Climate provisions in President Biden's Build Back Better Act get us really close to where we need to be.
Last week, Congress passed a $1 trillion infrastructure package. Supporters are now pushing for the bigger budget reconciliation measure, which they say gives the Biden administration the tools it needs to cut the country's carbon pollution to half of 2005 levels by 2030. Republicans remain opposed to the legislation, saying it's too costly. A potential vote on it could come next week. Marsman joined hundreds of elected officials in signing a letter to Biden asking him to declare a national climate emergency and asking Congress to pass Build Back Better. He adds tackling climate change also is creating jobs.
We're going to need folks to construct the energy efficient buildings that are called for and Build Back Better. We need people who are wiring the solar panels, laying those new pipes. It's going to take all hands on deck.
According to U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, wind turbine technician is one of the fastest growing careers in Michigan and the nation. This is Lily Bolke with Michigan News Connection. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.